Guided Mindful Movements. For the next 40 minutes or so, I would like to guide you through a series of simple body movements and stretches, encouraging you to bring sensitivity and awareness to your body as you move, as well as noticing when you become distracted by thoughts or emotions. The practice is divided into four sections, each separated by the sound of a chime, so that you can decide how much or how little of the movement practice is appropriate for you to work with today. It's best to find a quiet place where you're unlikely to be disturbed during your practice. It's also helpful to wear loose and comfortable clothes and to practice without shoes. You may also like to have a yoga mat or blanket on the floor for your comfort. Follow the guidance as best as you can, being sensitive to your ability today, noticing what you feel capable of, and refraining from any movement or stretch which does not feel appropriate for you at this time. Allow your own sensitivity to your body to override any instruction I might give about a posture or the length of time spent in any stretch. By developing this felt attention, your own body wisdom will let you know when to move into or move away from a particular movement. Practicing to develop this level of awareness will help you to work at the edge of what is possible for you at this point in time. It's important to really notice the edge of your ability and your limits, and to spend just enough time at your boundary in each movement to allow you to experience what is there. However, it's also important to respect and accept your limits and not to push beyond them or try to force yourself to be different from how you are just now. There's no need to struggle or push against your boundary or to compete with yourself or with anyone else. Aim to really notice what is happening in your body as much as possible, perhaps even asking yourself very specifically, what am I feeling in my body right now? What are these sensations in my knee or neck, back or hip? Where is the sensation? What does it feel like? Is my mind reacting to it in any way? What are the thoughts that surround this sensation? You might find that by practicing regularly in this way, the boundaries and sensations will shift or dissolve all by themselves without you trying to change anything at all. Remember that it's absolutely fine to sit out on any movement which doesn't seem appropriate for you or is too challenging. Simply imagine the movement. Or you may like to move to the edge of your ability in the stretch, wherever that might be. Noticing and working with wherever your body ends up and where your limit is just now. As much as possible, allow your breath to be free and effortless, using your diaphragm to breathe so that your abdomen rises with each in-breath and folds back on an out-breath. Your breath can also help you move more effortlessly, with your out-breath helping you to ease into a stretch. Practice some of the postures with either your eyes open or eyes closed and notice the difference and how this helps you find different qualities of attention. Bringing attention to your body in this way acts as a model of how you can bring awareness to all of your activities as you move through the day. So now, coming to lie on the floor in a comfortable position on your back. Take a moment to check that your spine is straight and aligned. Allow your ankles to be a little bit apart with your feet falling outwards. Your arms can be a little bit away from the sides of your body with the palms facing upwards. And maybe notice how this position helps to open up your chest area. Check that your neck is comfortable. And use a block or a small pillow to help create a sense of length at the back of your neck if you need to. Feel the weight of your body and its length. And also notice those points of contact between your body and the floor. And as you're ready, begin to tune into the flow and rhythm of your breath, noticing the rise of your abdomen or chest as you breathe in, and the falling back of your chest and abdomen as your breath is released. Begin to notice how your breath creates movement. Perhaps tuning into a sense of expansion into your whole body as you breathe in, and a release and softening as you let go of your breath. And now we'll begin to add some movement into the experience of the breath. So, rolling your palms towards the floor, on the next in-breath, begin to lift your arms up and past your ears so that your hands come to rest on the floor above your head. If that's not possible, just allow your arms to elevate to whatever level is possible, working along with your in-breath, experiencing any sense of lift and expansion as you go, and rest there on the out-breath. Now, on the next in-breath, let's draw the heels away from our head, lengthening through the entire body as we breathe in and stretch. Notice the sense of length and space before releasing your breath and allowing your lengthened body to soften onto the support of the floor. Rest there for a couple of full, slow breaths before releasing your arms back to the sides of your body with the next out-breath. We're now going to practice some pelvic tilts. So bring your palms to face the floor again and begin to draw your knees up towards the ceiling, keeping your feet on the mat, until your heels are as wide as your hips and directly below them, with your knees making an inverted V shape. Begin to notice the sensations in the area of your low back and the points of contact between your low back and the mat. Become aware of the position of your pelvis and your tailbone. Breathe in and notice any sense of expansion in your low back. And as you next breathe out, allow your pelvis to tilt so that your tailbone lifts just a little bit off the mat. You may become aware of your low back making firmer contact with the mat. Breathe in and allow the tailbone to return to its starting position. And rest there for a breath or two before repeating the pelvic tilt with your next out-breath. Explore this pelvic tilting movement for a few more breaths, noticing any sensations of stretch or intensity, and using your breath to release into the stretch as you're able. And coming back to the starting position, knees still directed towards the ceiling, settling back into your usual breathing pattern. And next, we'll practice some hip stretches. So, on the next out-breath, drawing your right knee up towards your chest and using your right hand cupped over your kneecap to guide this knee into small circles, exploring the sensations in your right hip as you go. Remember to allow the breath to be free and easy as you explore wider circles, as well as changing direction and noticing how that feels. And so, bringing the knee back into the central position, begin to move your right hand around to the back of your upper right thigh, using the left hand as well to support the upper right leg. If you feel able and keeping the breath regular, begin to explore extending the right foot up towards the ceiling, straightening the right knee as you go, to whatever level possible. You might find that your in-breath helps you to lift and straighten, and the out-breath helps you to further release into the intensity of this stretch. And so, releasing that right foot back to the floor and resting there for a breath or two. Before we repeat with the left side. On an out-breath, lifting the left knee towards the chest, using the left hand to explore circular movements at your left hip. Exploring bigger circles and a change of direction. And now changing the hold so that both hands are supporting your left thigh at the back as you explore the stretch, releasing any tightness of that hamstring muscle in the left leg. And when you're ready, replacing that left foot back to the floor. And taking a few breaths to rebalance. We're going to explore a stretch called bridge pose now, which will help bring some strength into your hips and thighs and also create some stretch in your spine. So take a moment to check that your feet are as wide as your hips, with your knees still directed towards the ceiling and your palms towards the floor. This time, draw your heels a little closer to your bottom so there's a deeper bend in your knees, but still some space between your bottom and your heels. Begin to practice the pelvic tilt as you did earlier, so that on your next out-breath, you begin to lift the tailbone off the mat. But this time, continue to peel your tailbone, sacrum, then your low back and mid-back off the floor, lifting the front of your body upwards towards the ceiling so that your weight comes to rest on the area across your shoulder blades. This is a more challenging pose, giving you an opportunity to use your breath as a support. You might find that the in-breath will help you hold the lift, and the out-breath may help you soften any tension that you find in this shape. Notice if your knees tend to roll out, and as best as you can, hold the thighs parallel to each other. Breathe freely, as well as noticing if it's possible to hold some tone across the lower abdomen in order to support your back. Hold this shape for a few breaths as you feel able. And when you're ready, release back to the floor, beginning with your mid-back, followed by your low back, sacrum and tailbone, so that you return to the floor with a sense of control and rest there for a few breaths. Slide the heels a little further away from your bottom. And bringing the legs a little closer together, we're preparing for a simple twist to bring some release into your hips and your back. Have your arms a little further away from your sides this time, perhaps at 90 degrees from your body if that feels comfortable. On your next in-breath, notice any sense of expansion and lengthening through your body. And as you breathe out, release both legs to the left. Notice the sense of stretch on the right side of your low back and across the right hip. And also notice any emotional response or thoughts which might come up for you as you ease into this movement. Just acknowledge what is there as you allow your out-breath to help you release to whatever level is possible for you at this point in time. Remember that your limit today might not be fixed, but as you work with your body in this way, the boundaries and edges of what is possible for you in this twist may shift without any struggle or force. And as you breathe in, bringing the knees up towards the ceiling, before releasing to the right side with your next most accessible out-breath. And so continuing to work in this way for a couple of repetitions as you feel able. and finishing by coming to rest on your right side. Rolling your whole body to the right, perhaps supporting your head by folding your right arm underneath it as a little pillow. Resting there before preparing to come up into an all fours position for the next section of the movement practice.